Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the 2011 International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights in Strasbourg, France.
The listeners to Issues Etc. already have had contact through the program with lecturers who will be in Strasbourg this next summer. Craig Parton, myself, Dr. Minuge, Angus Minuge, Adam Francisco, and these lecturers are people who have defended the faith, who know how to defend the faith, and who are marvelous communicators. And so, if a listener to this program wants to learn how to present the case for Christianity in a secular situation, the 2 weeks in the French Rhineland with us would be an absolutely ideal way to achieve this.
You can find out more about the International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights, July 5th through the 16th in Strasbourg, France, at apologeticsacademy.eu. All right, there I was bragging about having my blog of the week picked and didn't have it up on my screen. Now I do. Fleet of fingers I am when it comes to picking blogs of the week. Jeff has his picked. I have mine picked. We read from a long list of blogs, a growing list of blogs of listeners and others who have the Issues Etc. widget at their blog. You can find it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. The widget's there at the bottom of the page. Put it on your blog. Let us know you have. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a link to your blog, too, and we'll start reading it and considering it every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
Mine is more visual, so people are really going to have to check it out this week. It's from the blog Concordian Sisters of Perpetual Parturition, and the blog post is titled Why Chicks Are Crazy, and it's a picture of a bunch of white socks, kid-sized socks, that don't have matches, and it says the merest beginning of the odd socks box. And this is by Rebecca Curtis, pastor of Heath Curtis. And I don't know if they're up to five children now or six or something like that. But this is this picture is a story of folding laundry at the Schwartz household. Whose socks go where? Who do they go to? And why are there always leftover socks? Why is there no match? What I mean, does the washing machine eat them? Does the dryer eat them? But my pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Concordian Sisters of Perpetual Parturition.
Just to comment there, I have either white socks or black socks. I'm a very simple person. But I still end up losing socks. I don't know how it happens. Someplace. Our cats, I suspect, are taking ours. This one, my pick, comes from a blog called Father Hollywood. Tremendous blog. Worth your reading. He shows a picture of a post-German church after World War II, and they're actually doing mass in the church, even though the walls have been blown out. And he says, notice in this picture what you don't see. Entertainment. There's no gyrating chantreuse, working the microphone like a Vegas performer, a spotlight shining on a grimacing drummer, a perfectly coiffed guitarist wearing the latest fashions, or a trendy, prancing, makeup motivational speaker with gelled-up hair and a plastic smile emoting overly dramatic, hushed intonations. Instead, we see a celebrant, a deacon, a subdeacon, two servers, all reverently and historically vested, each station in his proper order, proclaiming by their very placement that no matter how unpredictable and desperate things may get in this war-torn existence, Jesus is here week in and week out in the midst of our pain and uncertainty, and the church is here century in, century out, bearing the good news by proclaiming Christ crucified, the eternal word of the cross. And even amid the rubble and the missing walls and blown-out windows, the old stone edifice of the church building, even in its humiliated state, carries a reverent gravitas, which the latest and greatest multimillion-dollar worship centers are bereft. He writes more. I'll leave it to your reading. I highly recommend you read this one, especially under the picture that he has posted, Father Hollywood, my pick and Jeff's pick, at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. I recommend both. When we come back, we're going to conclude our five-part daily series with Dr. Matt Phillips on the Crusades. We'll be talking about none other than the real St. Louis and the 13th century Crusades. Then, get ready, we're going to play Soundbite of the Week in Hour 2 of Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.